Well, welcome everybody. This is not Bob Tuscan. This is Steve Starr sitting in for Bob Tuscan on the show tonight. Glad to be with you. Bob is at the Free Your Mind Conference, and we're expecting to have a call come in from him to kind of give us an update of what's going on there. I'm going to be sitting in for you tonight here on the show, doing Bob's show for him while he's gone. Bob and I go back and working in radio for about 6 years now, and I've been off and on. Some of you may recognize my voice. I'm a kind of a cameo appearer on Bob's show. But there's a lot of news. I'll be going over a lot of things. I've got a lot of things to say, of course. So you probably have heard the recent revelations, of course, the connections between the Tsarnaev brothers, you know, Tamerlan and Jokar, I guess is how their names are pronounced, and the connections with the CIA training and some of these things. There's also other stories, of course, about the Saudi person who seems to have very special status with the Obamas. I mean, it's like that Yogi Bearism where you know, he used to say, when you come to you're going to my house and you come to the fork of the road, take it. And either way you go, it seems like you end up at the same destination. Something is wrong here. I mean, something's very wrong with this whole story. And I know it's been overdone and overblown, and there's so many distractions that this story has created. We'll talk about a lot of those subjects tonight. But, you know, that's just for intros. So I'm ready to go, man. I'm all pumped up, and we're ready to get into some good conversation. We're going to talk about the price of gold a little bit, about CISPA, you know, what's happening with the metals market, the economy, of course, the price of gold. If you've been watching it, has been another one of these distractions. And so many other things concerning the Gitmo report from the Blue Ribbon Constitutional Think Tank. Now, this is not a constitutional or let's put it this way, this is not a congressional constitutional review, but it is one that was done as Congress opted out cowardly to deal with the issue of Gitmo. Another distraction that has, or something else that the attention of the media has been distracted away from during all of this whole thing with the Boston Marathon bombing. Boston Massacre, which has been blown way out of proportion, friends. Also, the phone lines will be open, and if you have your crayon, as Bob says, you can write down this number. I'll get back with it in a little bit again, but the number is 1-800-313-9443. I think I have that correct. 800-313-9443. You can weigh in and throw in your 2 cents or 25 cents or whatever you have, and I try to give you enough time to at least get your points of view out there. And so I've been doing this for a while. So I like to hear from the guests. Sometimes they have some good things to say, and sometimes, well, sometimes they don't. But, you know, that's all a part of live radio, right? So anyhow, Steve Starr is here with you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're glad to be with you. Glad to have such a great audience, a lot of good and awake people out there. It is my pleasure to sit in for Bob tonight. I'll be back again Friday night with a very special guest. Going to be talking about MK Ultra. This is a person who didn't go through MK Ultra, but works with head injury patients, and she herself suffered a mild head injury when she went through an automobile accident. You would never know by listening to her because she's been able to reconnect all the neurological paths and everything like that. But she'll tell you what happens to people like Sirhan when he fell off his horse. Anyhow, break coming up here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in with you. Bob will be calling in. We'll get to your calls and some other stuff later. Hang in there.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is sitting in for you tonight. Glad to be here. And we have a very special guest calling in from Philadelphia, of all places. Would it be Ben Franklin? No, let's see. Who's on the line from Philadelphia? Who could it possibly be?
Hey, Steve. It's Sally Hemings.
Hi, Sally. And you are related to?
Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, I think it was, actually, wasn't it?
Anyway, it was Thomas Jefferson.
How you doing, buddy? It's Mr. Bob Tuscan.
Yes, it's none other than Bob Tuscan.
Good.
And I want to thank you for filling in for me. Steve will be on tonight and Friday night.
Well, I just heard from the owners of the network they're throwing you off and putting me on, Bob.
I think they should do that. That's probably a wise choice.
Yeah, you got me during the break, and I had to do something to get you back, man. So, all right. Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
Should I tell the listeners what I did?
Yeah, you really should. You really should.
I called them up, and I had our producer patch me through, and I said, Steve, hi, this is one of the producers here, and we can't have you talk about that HIV stuff or talk about any of that Vatican stuff or Zionist stuff, and Steve's going, oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
He wasn't serious.
Yeah. I know that never in a million years would you allow someone to tell you what not to talk about, hence your stint. Is that a word? I'm half asleep here. I've been up since 3 in the morning to get to Philadelphia. But anyways, we know that Steve, as a regular broadcaster on the local television, stood up to, his producers telling him what he could and could not talk about, and now he's left with filling in for Jeez, of all people, Bob Tuscan. Jeez, what a downgrade there, Steve-O. I trust, folks, that Steve will do a much more competent job than I could ever aspire to do, and I will call in from time to time to give you updates about the Free Your Mind Conference If you don't know, folks, I'm live at the Free Your Mind Conference. Tomorrow it kicks off at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it will be going on from Thursday all the way over to Saturday evening. And there's lots of great speakers. Go to the website, freeyourmindconference.com. And if you're anywhere near Philadelphia, even if you're in New York City, Boston, I mean, this area is really accessible, Steve. About 2 hours away from several large metropolitan areas. And if you're able, come on and say hello to me and learn a lot, as will I, from all the great speakers. And we're really excited, Steve. I just had dinner with Jim Fetzer and Alfred Weber and all these people that you might not buy into, but it's a learning experience. And as an agnostic thinker and somebody who is proud of using critical thinking to take any thought, even if it seems completely crazy and far out on the surface, and say, well, either this fits or this doesn't fit, but again, become a agnostic thinker, but not, you know, you got to be open-minded is the point here, but not to the point of allowing any disinfo to infiltrate your mind and your consciousness. So I'm just ranting here, Steve. I need to shut up. I need to go to bed is what I need to do. And I'm sure that you have a lot to talk about on tonight's show.
I do have a couple questions, though, Bob. Okay, now you're going to be speaking. When are you going to be speaking there?
My talk will be on Friday.
Okay.
And I'll be giving a talk called The Birth of a Free Mind.
Okay.
And we'll have to do in part with the birth of my son, which has been, you know, a major topic on my show and a major theme in my life, obviously. And I hope to discuss several different aspects of what we faced with the various toxins and energy vampires, for lack of a better term, in our world today, as we brought him into this beautiful yet ever so effed up world. You know, it's a double-edged sword, I hope to use that as kind of a platform to talk about several of the topics that people have come to know my show. Sorry about the loud background noise. But people have learned to know my show as a beacon of conversation on these various topics.
Yeah, it has been. You've done a great job with it. Also, now, can people still get in? Are there tickets available?
Well, they're running out. No, I'm joking. Yeah, we have a large venue.
Good.
And
okay.
We want people to come at the door and try to come to the conference, even if it's the day of. And if you can't afford it, it's like $20 a day, something like that. Talk to the organizers. They'll let you in.
Right, they'll get you in somehow.
They'll get you in somehow. It's the Free Your Mind Conference. And, of course, if you can't get to there, to the geographic location, let's say, you know, it's too short of notice and you can't get there, the talks will be online for free for everyone to watch on YouTube, okay? And they did so with the last conference. So they'll be there and they'll be accessible for people to see. But as a thank you, you might want to consider helping with a few Federal Reserve notes because it costs money to fly me out here.
Yeah,
it costs money to get the speakers to come here, and they're just trying to regain the cost for all these great speakers coming. And I'm a small fish here in a big pond with speakers like Kathy O'Brien, Lennon Honor. The list just goes on and on and on, Steve.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we want to hear more about it, and I know you want to get your rest and everything like that, but do appreciate you going out to these things. The nice thing about what you do, Bob, is you get out there and you get your boots on the floor, you know what I mean, if you like, and go to these things. You've been to these locations, and you're doing a great job, and we'll listen for your talk, and, of course, hopefully, we'll hear what you have to give us some more of and some more information on Friday when we check with you, okay?
Sounds good, Steve-O. And Chris and Shree did a great job last night, I trust. I didn't get a chance to hear it, but they'll be back again tomorrow night, and then Steve again on Friday. Steve, what are you talking about tonight?
I've just got a whole list of things. We're going to go over some of these latest stories, talk a little bit about the price of gold, the CISPA deal that went through the House, of course. You know, it passed through the House last week, and now it's kind of sitting there in limbo.
Tell me, CISPA passed through the House? I was too busy talking about the Boston bombing.
Yep, there's a whole. We're going to try to talk about a lot of the things that have happened, Bob, during this whole Boston bombing media blitz of nonsense that's taken place, and it has been nonsense, and that's why I was hoping to catch up on a lot of things that people may have missed while this was all going on. So that's kind of the topic tonight. Friday night, I'm going to have somebody who's going to talk about MK Ultra, who understands what happens with brain trauma and how people can be programmed. And we're going to be discussing that quite a bit. And so, of course, we'll be listening for your update and everything like that. But in the meantime, buddy, you know, it's good to hear from you. I hope you get some rest and hope you get some good notes and some good, possibly some guests that you'll be bringing back to be on your show when you get back
here. I'll be bringing guests to the airwaves, and I'll be doing several on-the-scene interviews. And, oh, real quick, I almost forgot to tell you, I got some great video footage today of us going to the private central bank known as the Federal Reserve. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I had quite the experience with the so-called Federal Reserve police telling me I could not film, and then all sorts of crazy stuff happened. So look forward to seeing that on YouTube.
Yes, the biggest crooks in all of human history. That's where they live, and that's part of it. Yeah, that's what we'll be talking about, some of that too, Bob, you know, what's happening with the economy. And, of course, you know, we offer solutions. We always have. You and I have been doing this for, gosh, is it 6 years now, off and on, you know. So we're going to hang in there and cover it for you while you're gone, man, and hope you have a good trip, a good speaking, and don't get yourself into too much trouble. You know, don't let them tase you, you know.
I'll try. Okay, all right, Steve, thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. All right, man, we'll see you soon. Have a good trip, Bob. Have a good night. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Tuscan. And I'm sitting in for him while he's going to the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia. As he says, you can still attend. Of course, I guess there are ticket prices for the Free Your Mind Conference, but they'll get you in somehow if you really want to go. I'm sure that somebody will find a way to get you in there. It's more important that we get in, get people in to make connections, talk, listen to each other, and come up with solutions and communicate, you know, which is what the mainstream news media is trying to keep us from doing. And I could even talk a little bit at length about the mainstream, lamestream, sludge stream news media, having worked in it for a short period of time, having left it, as Bob mentioned, many years ago. I was a news anchor at a small ABC affiliate. I could tell you a little bit about my past. What I really want to get to, I could digress in so many areas and tell a lot of stories, friends, because I'm not actually quite a young guy anymore. I've gotten a little older. To give you an idea, I still remember the Kennedy assassination. When I was in grade school, I kind of skipped out from lunch and went over to the local A&W with my lunch money instead of paying for that stuff there in the cafeteria, and heard all the news while all the other kids were out on the playground, came back and told everybody what had happened. And then I got into a heck of a lot of trouble because the teachers at the school did not like the fact that I had told all these kids that the president had been shot on November 22nd, 1963. And I was only 10 years old then. So, I mean, I remember going back to those days, and I've seen the news media get worse and worse and worse. I made the mistake of watching the news last night. I don't watch CBS, ABC, NBC News much anymore at all. And the reason why is because it's gone from about 60% BS to around 90% BS. And when they spend hours talking about the Boston Marathon bombing, I mean, hours accumulated, but I mean, every night it's like, or gun control and these issues, it has gotten so bad lately that I can barely stand to watch more than 10 or 15 minutes of it because it's just one piece of blankety-blank story right after another. I mean, it's bad, Francis. You know that. We'll be talking about what's really going on the Bob Tuscan Show. This is Steve Starr sitting in for Bob back after this break. Hang in there.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can. by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside them my spirit is weeping.
Well, all right, everybody. Steve Starr is back here with you on the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm sitting in for Bob tonight. Like the song says, you know, Armageddon is nearing and they're asleep. I mean, things are just getting worse and worse by the minute. Now, I don't know they're going to continue this route. This phase may come to an end. I'm really hoping, and if you like praying, that we have just about come to an end of this era of bad things that have happened from the time of 9/11 in particular. And of course, it's been accumulating for quite some time, friends. I know that. But this last phase, really, which started around 9/11, coming out of the embarrassing years of Bill Clinton, of course, up through today, which has been just an incredible onslaught against our civil liberties, incredible onslaught against our economy, incredible onslaught against our health, our environment. I believe Barack Obama has been the worst environmental president of all time. I don't know how anybody, of course, you know, you have people like the Sierra Club and some of these others who still back him. But, I mean, it's almost embarrassing for even Democrats, and obviously we knew, of course, that it would be very hard for them. People who voted for this imaginary person, this fabrication of the CIA, Barry Sotero, fabricated and turns into this unknown creature called Barack Obama, okay, who has different social security numbers from states he's never lived in, who has a past that is completely redacted, whited out, places he was supposed to have been where nobody recognizes him or remembers him, and places where he know he was where people are missing or dead or won't talk. You know, I mean, strange things like this. Barack Obama is a fabrication. He's an artificial, you know, entity. You know, it doesn't exist. But wake up and pinch yourself. This is where we are. Look at it. This is what's really happening. I mean, this is no imagination. This is It's hard for Americans to grasp what's taking place when they create these false flag events. I call them SCAR events, state crimes against the Republic. I know, you know, that other people call them SCAD, state crimes against democracy. But let's face it, it was a democratic process that put these psychopaths in power. Okay, so it's these are crimes against the Republic, not against democracy. You know, because that itself is, you know, of course, the elections are so rigged. The selections, I should call them, are so rigged. Obviously, the last one was a complete joke. Why didn't Mitt Romney stand up to Barack Obama on all that voter fraud? You know, why didn't John Kerry stand up to George W. Bush? I'm not saying I'm for John Kerry. John Kerry is a very dangerous man. So is McCain, as you know. But, I mean, look at these things that are going on with CISPA right now. And there was a very interesting story on that. I'm going to see if I can pull that up here. I had it, and I was looking at some other stuff that I was going to get into. But it basically states this, that the U.S. House of Representatives passes CISPA cybersecurity bill. It's on its way to the Senate. It's sitting there in kind of limbo at this point. But it doesn't really even matter because they already have things set up and working to allow the president all the access he needs to use any of this information at any point in time. I mean, the Fourth Amendment, friends, via cybersecurity and via everything else is virtually gone. I mean, the founding fathers, if you like, had probably no real clear vision of what it was going to be like to live in the 21st century with this internet technology. But the principles of your privacy were something they held very, very, very dearly, because they can plant evidence on you. They can create a straw man out of your personality by using anything that they like. And they've done that. We've seen that with what's happening in Boston. All the bad stories, and I said I was going to get back to the media information about this. I did work in the media. Friends, I have never seen such sloppy journalism. This isn't even journalism. What they're doing is they're throwing up a barrage of conflicting and various silly, stupid, non-connected and contradictory stories. They're doing this on purpose because then they can say, well, you know, the news media really didn't have it right the first time and they were rushing to get something on the air. I came from a different day of journalism. You checked these things. You got sources. You verified. You know, the word gatekeeper used to be a good term, because it meant the guy was a fact checker, an editor, somebody who looked at this and said, now, wait a minute, you got a police report here. I want to verify that this report actually came from Sergeant Walensky or somebody like that who was able to, you know, give you a report on record. He held somebody accountable for the information. Right now they have unnamed sources in the White House. You know, they have a White Horse Source or a White House source, whichever one it is. You know, you never know who it is that's giving you this information. Remember, they talked about a foreign government was telling the FBI they had some information. Guess who the foreign government turned out to be? Probably some of you know already on the Boston Marathon. It was the Russians. You've been following these kids. Amazing story today, okay? You know, it was very good, I think, in terms of at least being fairly well researched by Kurt Nemo on InfoWars. Tamerlan Taznarov was attending a workshop sponsored by the CIA-linked Jamestown Foundation in Investia. And that report is today. The English translation is here. The Russian newspaper cites documents produced by the Counterintelligence Department of Military Internal Affairs of Georgia. In other words, he was working with the CIA. Coming back in just a few minutes here, friends, we'll follow up on this and maybe get some of your phone calls on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Coming right back to you, friends. The Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is sitting in for Bob, who's out at the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia. And I know I got a little radical in that last segment, but, there's so much to say. We are being bombarded with just littered with bad information. And this is happening on purpose, friends, because they want to catch those of us who are looking at these things off guard with bad stories. Red herrings, the story. They're leading us off track. They throw out one thing and then another. They give us video. I mean, I heard some of the most asinine stuff I've ever heard on CBS News last night. I had to laugh. My wife and I were watching this, and what's this guy's name? I think it's John Miller, the former FBI, stooge that sits up there and gives you his opinion. It's like they showed this, end of the Alamo type battle going on with, the camcorder or the little handheld, cell phone camera, whatever that's taking place here. They're showing you this. And then he's telling us the reason why they killed the MIT cop was because they wanted his gun. We started laughing. They've got all these automatic weapons, and of course they're throwing pipe bombs and, pressure cooker bombs out the windows while they're on this supposedly chase, the shootout, right? But they killed a cop for his gun? Come on. I mean, it's like this kind of stuff. It's like they can't even finish the sentence before they've contradicted themselves on the mainstream news media right now. I worked in the mainstream for a short period of time, and I was an ABC News affiliate anchor. I was one of those guys that sat on the other side of the microphone and smiled at you and said, hello and good evening. Well, here's the news. And I did this for a short period of time, and I realized I was becoming a corporate spokesmodel. And this was back in the early 80s, friends. It is so much worse now than it has ever been. The mainstream news media is a criminal operation, and I'll tell you the reason why. And I know a lot of people sometimes misunderstand my point of view, so I want to make it kind of clear when I talk about regulation of public property being used by corporate entities that are selling nothing but fascist propaganda. That is not allowed. That's not what their charter is allowed. They are licensed to operate on public airwaves for the good and the public interest. They're given a trust. It's just like a company that builds a highway through the middle of town. They may make improvements on it, but that highway is the main thoroughfare. I mean, they're licensed to use public property. They're not licensed to lie and deceive you. All of these networks are criminally negligent of misinforming the public, and 9/11 is a perfect example of it. I mean, it's obvious that these people are just nothing more than correspondents. And I'm glad I got out of it. You know, as Bob and I were talking about earlier in the show, I'm glad to be working with somebody like Bob and Republic and people like that, Republic Broadcasting. You folks out there, make it worth the time, because there was a long period of time for me when I was wondering, what am I going to do? I mean, there's nowhere to go. There's no, you know, we were using fax machines, which we may have to go back to if they shut down the internet, by the way, with CISPA and all this other stuff. We use fax machines and even CB radios and small little 1-watt broadcasting systems. You ought to get some if you can, friends, and put RBN up there or these other shows that you like and hit your local neighborhoods, because it could come to that. That's where they're heading. They want to shut us down because we're revealing these things. And the only way they can really convolute the situation is just muddy the water with all kinds of trash, contradictory stories, loose ends. We just talked about, you know, the Tsarnaev brothers being involved, or at least the old one, Tamerlan being involved with the CIA, at least in these indoctrination camps. We don't know how deep that goes, whether it was just, you know, like an outing for him. But he was back in Russia just back in 2012, apparently, and being reprogrammed or reset up. And look at what happens. I mean, this is like Lee Harvey Oswald all over. Remember Officer Tippett? Remember the MIT cop? I mean, you play ball with these guys and you end up as a patsy, and they take you down. You know, they use you and then trash you. That's the way this system operates. Okay, I'll give out our number here. 1-800-313-9443. And I've got plenty to say. If you want to say something back or if you want to weigh in, just give us a call, and we'll try to pump you up on the air and give you a few minutes here in this segment. We've got a few more minutes left in the show tonight. I'll be back Friday, of course. We'll be talking about MK Ultra and some people who can tell you about how this process works from the inside out, having experienced some of it themselves and knowing the neuropathological errors that can happen, hopefully with that guest to be able to be on the air with us. But there's so many things that have happened during this Boston Marathon onslaught of trash media that we haven't been paying attention to. And we want to talk a little bit about some of those. One, of course, is the CISPA bill that went through the House, now sitting idle in the Senate. But it is waiting at any point to go into effect, and actually is already being pushed into effect, just like the telecom bill. Remember Barack Obama, Mr. Constitution? Remember all that crap about how he was supposed to be a constitutional expert? You know, I mean, of course, nobody remembers seeing much of him, if any, at all, at Columbia and all these other places he was supposed to be, right? But, yeah, he's supposed to be some sort of expert in legal affairs, and all the time the guy's been a fabricated nobody. He's just a teleprompter reader. So people ask me, do you like Barack Obama? I said, what's the like or hate? Do I like a sock puppet? You know, I mean, the guy doesn't have, in my opinion, the least bit of intelligence. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you pull off a mask and there was just nothing there but a droid, reading you something, you know, off of a teleprompter script. The guy has absolutely, I mean, he shouldn't be president of the United States, never should have been. But that also includes people like Bush and Clinton. Now, with this constitutional review of Gitmo that just came out, this was also covered up. Even Brian Williams, and I sent a link around to a lot of people, my talk show host friends, that Brian Williams even pointed out from the NBC News, said that you did not hear this story this week because of the Boston Marathon bombing. And he said, but there has been a panel that has reviewed, a bipartisan panel of some very top people. It's a constitutional think tank. They don't have the power of subpoena. No, they're not a congressional review, but they have been reviewing the entire situation of Gitmo, and they have classified Bush and Obama as war criminals. And friends, they're also tied in with the UN people. I'm not a UN fan at all, but these people are out of Geneva, so what they are is essentially the entire, or the old Geneva Convention group is what they really are, correlating a lot of this information internationally. We have people here who are running our country who are on scale by this definition, not mine, by their definition. By their definition, they're on scale with people like Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Saddam Hussein. How many others do we put in our bad list? That's who's running our country right now. And there are questions as to how far this is going to go. When are people going to say, that's enough? When are they going to say, kindly step down? I mean, it's coming to that moment, friends. I could get into a lot of discussion about what might be something called maybe a redeclaration of independence. A redeclaration of independence. Look at what the original founders wrote. Look at their list of grievances on the original Declaration of Independence. And what you're seeing today, especially with this Boston lockdown, when they create an excuse and then come through the neighborhoods and roust people out of their houses. Did you see the video? There's videos up there. You can see the video of what happened here. And you can tell it's as bad or worse than Katrina. All of this is being created because what they're doing, what the media in conjunction with this, remember William Colby, former head of the CIA, one of the few people who had a little bit of honesty and also was assassinated, I think, in that canoeing accident. What Colby had said was that the CIA controls about 90% of the mainstream news media. And that was back a long time ago. Remember, he was in during Vietnam. I mean, we're talking about maybe 95, 98%, and they're coming after us. So, you know, this has nothing to do with my own personal interest because I have not, you know, been working in any employable aspect of the alternative media in a long, long time. I do this all for fun and for just like you, friends. I'm interested in trying to help the people. But I would say support RBN. Support the people who are doing this work here, and let's hold together. Let's keep these signals up and running, and let's get ready to hold together. Let's not let too many arguments about the nuts and bolts of what actually happened in these things like the Boston Marathon, like 9/11, planes, no planes, you know what I'm saying? You've got to stay focused on the enemy. We can't spend all of our ammunition shooting at each other. We've got to stay focused on what's actually happening here. We've got to pull together. We've got to hang together or we're going to hang separately. I think Ben Franklin said that a long time ago. So anyhow, that is... That's just a little bit of my rant and rave. You can see that the CISPA thing has been going on under the surface. Look at the price of gold. I want to talk about the price of gold a little bit because a lot of people have kind of shied away from that. Gold has taken a huge drop. It was up around $1,600 an ounce. Silver up a little over 25, 26, 27. And the naked short thieves got a hold of this market to drive the price of gold way down. Why? Because gold is cheap. No. They're not producing any more gold than they were last year. And all the gold is being bought up by the central banks. The central banks have purchased more gold in the last 3 to 6 months than they have in the last 10 years combined, friends. Why are the banks buying up all the gold? The U.S. Mint had a private emergency phone call with a lot of private dealers. Okay, I kind of like the U.S. Mint. I think they're actually trying to help us as the people. But, you know, the folks that work there are just like us. They're working for the Mint. They want to get their products in our hands. Silver Eagles and Gold Eagles, as soon as they mint them, are snapped up right away by these big buyers. And the people never, the dealers can't even get a hold of this coinage. People, the central banks and a lot of these people are buying their own gold. They're storing it up. They're taking it out of circulation because they don't want a competitive currency. They don't want anything to compete with that lousy, stinking green Federal Fraudulent Reserve Note. Okay? The Fraudulent Reserve Note. Its acronym is Federal Reserve Unit of Annual Debt. Fraud. It's a fraud note. They're laughing at us. They know that this is a game, that the Federal Reserve Act should have never been passed. It wasn't constitutional. And look what it's become. Now, I think most of you know all about this. But the point is very simply, They're not selling real gold when they short these prices. They're selling futures, paper gold. Oh, we'll promise to deliver you gold in the year 2016 at this low price if you just buy it today. Well, what happens when somebody says, well, I don't know if that's such a good deal at $1,400 an ounce. Well, we'll take it down to $1,375. So you see, the less credibility this paper has, the more they sell it at a lower price because people don't want to pay as much for something that is obviously a fraud or very, very sketchy at best. I think it's something like 90% of all the silver being sold on paper stocks does not exist. Does not exist. Okay, and silver, people say, well, you know, what good is gold? Hey, look, you wouldn't be listening to me on the computer without gold, friends. You wouldn't be using your cell phone. And you darn sure would not be using your dryer if it's electrical or any of these other products without silver. Silver is the second largest natural resource. Of course, water is the biggest one, of course, the first. But then petroleum, you know, we're talking about mined resources. Petroleum and then silver. I mean, silver's got over like 6,000 uses. I mean, this, and it's in very, very high demand industrially, and there isn't the silver out there. But these prices on the shorts, and J.P. Morgan was brought into court, or brought up to court twice. The judge dismissed this case against their naked shorts, meaning that they're selling paper shorts for silver that doesn't exist. That's why the prices are so low. And when the silver does come out, these banks and these big buyers are buying it up as quick as possible. The U.S. Mint called some of these private dealers, and they told them, they said, look, guys, we've got some of this silver that we're taking off the market to sell just to private people. And if you get in right away, we'll sell you monster boxes. We'll sell you large amounts because if not, the big buyers are going to get it. And it's going to go off in some vault someplace, and it's going to be hidden away. They're trying to take gold and silver out of the market is what they're trying to do. They don't want you to have any. They don't want you to have a competitive currency. They don't want you to use anything. Bitcoins, you know, we could talk about that. I'm not, you know, again, because the problem is it's so tied into the electronic value rather than a real value. I'm not as strong about Bitcoins. But, you know, is this freedom? Is this competition when you're forced to use a fraudulent note for your currency? That's why they're trying to take gold and silver out of the market, friends. This is a very serious issue because what are you going to do when there's nothing left but that card which has a digital amount in a computer that can be eliminated with a keystroke? Your entire earnings, all that you have, can be eliminated with a keystroke on a computer at any minute. That's not a good currency system. I'm very, very strongly against that, and I think we should do all we can, all we possibly can, to try to set up our own competitive and independent currency system, which is by law guaranteed constitutionally. The Federal Reserve note is not guaranteed or allocated. As a matter of fact, it's outlawed. We should be able to use our own issued currency or something from a U.S. Treasury note, not a Federal Reserve note, a U.S. Treasury note, an actual silver certificate redeemable or backed by something, or I don't necessarily like gold and silver. I think probably a commodity index would work better. But what I'm saying is, you know, we're letting these people do this to us, and we've got to stop it. So you're seeing we're being hit on constitutional law concerning things like Gitmo, where these just incredible Spanish Inquisition-styled interrogations are taking place that are absolutely out of the Dark Ages. You know, and this has gone on and on and on since the Bush years, you know. And now, did you see the latest news? Well, you know, I think Jeb ought to run, too. You know, I mean, now Daddy Bush and the rest of them are talking about getting Jeb into the next race. Oh, we're going to vote for him, all right, because we got to beat Obama. We've got to beat the next Democrat. Come on. I mean, I've been at this for 30 years, friends, telling people every year, you're not getting a change with these politicians. I don't care if you want to call him Barack, George W. Bush, Obama, Clinton. It's all the same people. They have a little bit different agenda. Some of their people make money when they get in, and other people do not. But the reality is they are not a change. Okay, you know that. I'm preaching to the choir, I think, with most of you folks out there. The point I want to get out, though, is that all these things are happening as a distraction. And all of this whole thing with the Boston Marathon and all the bad information that's going around, it's just to keep people spinning and distracted from looking at things like CISPA, looking at the gold price, how they've hit it, knocked it down with artificial shorts, trying to basically embarrass the gold price. And what's happening, friends, is eventually this whole paper market is going to crash. There's no question about it. It's coming. Gold, silver, bonds, stocks, everything. Hey, be right back for our final segment here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Hang in there.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Hey, I like that song. Really do. Steve Starr's here with you on the Bob Tuscan Show, sitting in while Bob is at the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia. And I really enjoy, you know, you folks out there, the audience and the network and everything like that. As I said before, we've got to support what we're doing in the alternative media because the mainstream media is just junk. I mean, I can't believe the level of lies and propaganda. You know, people sit and suck on that poisonous boob tube all day long. and they think they're being informed. And I talked to him. I said, look, I used to be on the other side of that camera. Do not trust these people. You've got to wake up. But, you know, there's an old saying, and I know a lot of people may not attribute the kind of respect that I would to the source, but it was from a fellow by the name of Jesus Christ who said, be careful what you hear. Be careful what you hear. Those that are hearing and hearing the truth, you're going to get more light. More will be revealed to you. But those who are not paying attention and are not listening and not hearing, that will be taken away, which they already have. Does that explain why people seem to be getting dumber and dumber by the minute? You know, regardless of whether you're an agnostic or an atheist, you got to admit there's some solid truth in that. Some of us are waking up. Some of us are getting more and more enlightened with what's happening. We're starting to see things. People are starting to realize, wow, you know, these false flag events are happening left and right. They're just scaring us left and right in order to take away our liberties. It's all being manufactured. This fear propaganda, like a soap opera, that people sit in front of that boob tube and suck all that bad information into their consciousness, never questioning any of the information, never even realizing they contradict themselves in their own sentences. Some people are picking up on this, and they're becoming more aware, like the Free Your Mind conference that Bob's at, like listening to RBN, you know, the other alternative media around the places. And then, you know, other people are just dumbing down and becoming thicker than oatmeal, man. You know, that's the way it is. That's the reality of what's happening here. Some people are losing the little bit of common sense they once had. They're becoming more stupid by the minute. And so, friends, you know, this shouldn't surprise us. This is human nature. This is what's happening at this moment. Now, how far is this going to go? I don't know. I keep saying, as I said in the beginning of the show, that, you know, I hope we're coming to the end of this phase. I think that's a possibility. I try to be optimistic. But if it doesn't come to a quick ending here with this charade, with this, you know, CIA creation puppet sock, you know, Barack Obama, very soon, it's going to get worse. You're going to see more of these threatening events where people tune in. It's like Greek theater. They want to have a big cry-in, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, Steve Starr is here with you on the Bob Tuscan Show. I will be joining you again Friday night. Stay tuned to RBN. Chris and Cherie on tomorrow night. And until then, peace. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town. Them crazy. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballers out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.